GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
God bless her. She shuffled her morning schedule so she could be on the PDQ Door telephone line with us this morning. Sandy Howard of Say No to NECEC. Sandy, welcome back to GHRT. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And thanks again for the opportunity to keep your listeners informed about the ever-evolving saga of the CMP corridor.
Yeah, Sandy, I love the way you said that, the ever-evolving. The last time we've done a ton of interviews on this. The last time I remember doing anything about it, people were getting ready to file a petition against the power transmission line and trying to get it on the ballot. Is that still high on the list?
Yes. And so, as you may know, our nonprofit has joined forces with Tom Saviello, a former state senator. And we're really pleased to collaborate with him on this because he has so much experience in the legislature, and we need that guidance as we move forward. So Tom Saviello and a group of our Say No members filed papers to start the process for a citizens' initiative to defeat the CMP corridor. And so we're looking to get through the final process of the review by mid-October and going live to gathering those signatures.
What's the scoreboard? Last time you were on with us, Sandy, we asked what the scoreboard was. A number of towns have either said, okay, we initially supported it, or our town leaders have supported it, and now they've changed or they've turned neutral. What's the scoreboard now?
You know, that number keeps growing because so many people agree that the CMP corridor is such a bad deal for Maine. So we're up to 24 towns now that have rescinded their support or are opposed to the CMP corridor, and that includes five towns that aren't even all along the corridor route. So this is becoming widespread across the state. This has actually been a really unifying issue for Mainers with any political background from all geographic regions of the state, because no one wants this project.
That was the question I was going to ask you. Most of the opposition initially came in towns in Franklin and Somerset counties, right along where the corridor is going to be built. By your answer to the previous question, it seems to indicate this is more broad-based than that now.
Absolutely. So it's expanded up to Eustis, which is in the Stratton-Sugarloaf area, not along the CMP corridor route, but that's the stronghold of biomass up there. And so that industry would be crushed, leaving the local citizens having a real hard time to make ends meet. We've also seen opposition, you know, down on the southern part of the corridor, down in Pownall and Durham, Jay, Livermore Falls, and then out into the western Maine region, not on the corridor, Jackman, Greenville, Moose River, and Dennistown. So it's really becoming widespread, and there are already petitions continuing to circulate in other towns to go through similar processes.
Talking with Sandy Howard, catching up on the Say No to NECEC, the power line project that CMP has, stringing lines from Quebec to Massachusetts, and those concerns that Sandy is discussing. If I'm understanding this correctly, all of these towns that we've talked of so far, they are perhaps town leaders, select people that have made a decision to either rescind support or turn to neutral. But in Wilton today, I think there's an actual a full town vote.
Yes. So a handful of towns, the select board members decided to pull their support for the corridor. But most of these towns that have turned to opposition have been widespread defeats, you know, with numbers like, well, Wilton, for example, something like 121 to one person remaining neutral. And so we have to remember that these town votes are non-binding, which means towns need to go to the next step to enact an electrical moratorium ordinance. And that's what's happening in Wilton tonight at 6:00. So municipalities can amend their charters if you consider the main municipal home rule, and select boards can schedule a town meeting. Moratoriums have to be voted in by a special town vote. We have to remember, too, that these moratoriums do not take away property rights. So basically what this does is it allows towns to press pause on any decisions that would go toward granting municipal permits. So they can really take a look at the impacts that this kind of project, which we know is a for-profit project, would have on their towns.
So if I can clarify, so the vote in Wilton this evening, its significance is this is the first time we've seen a town vote for a moratorium, whereas others have just taken a position on the corridor project itself.
Right, and it's important for towns to develop a stance and then to take the next step. So that's what they're doing in Wilton. Cherichonk has a moratorium that will be voted on in the coming weeks. And so what this means is basically CMP is already sending out consultants now to municipalities like Emden and Anson seeking what is called a provisional municipal permit. So this would not take effect until all the state and federal permitting was finalized, but it would go into immediate effect. And so what we're trying to help towns understand is that they do not have to make this decision now. There are so many processes that are ongoing. There's so many permits that are outstanding. And actually, if a town grants a permit at this stage, it could put them into some trouble if the project doesn't go through it. So we really want to urge caution on towns to examine the full potential impacts of this kind of industrial development in their town.
All right, Sandy, if I can go back to the petition drive again, it's a pretty tall order that you have to do. We know that it's 63,000 signatures, but that's not really the number. It's more like 80,000 to get to a January deadline. And then you have to have a question to take to a referendum. So it goes on the ballot in November 2020 if you can do all of this. And it takes a lot of money. So the challenge is rather large. It sounds simple, but the challenge is large. Is that right?
It's definitely a large challenge. So we've had our grassroots members leveraging these town votes, talking to state leaders. As you know, all of the bills related to the CMP corridor in the main legislative session, they won every single vote until they got vetoed by the governor. So unfortunately, our state leaders are not able to get this done. So the citizens initiative, the referendum, is the next logical step in this process because Mainers want to bring this to a state vote so they can stop the corridor. And you're right, it is a huge undertaking. Now what we have is an army of people prepared to hit the ground running once we get the final approval for our petition. So that's going to save us a lot of money. But you're right, because CMP has deep pockets, and they're going to do all they can to try to defeat our effort. But, you know, the people of Maine are speaking out, and I'm confident that when we get all the signatures for this and it goes to a state vote, we're going to be able to defeat the corridor once and for all.
There are still some people that scratch their heads, for instance, living in parts of Penobscot County, parts of Aroostook County, Washington. CMP is not their provider of electricity or the person that delivers the power to their home. Why should they vote on it?
Well, we know that this is a main issue. So, of course, there would be a large impact to the environment of Western Maine, wetlands, hundreds of waterways. Obviously, the impacts to wildlife habitat. We know that the CMP corridor will not help with our effort to combat climate change. So even though someone may not live in the geographical area of Western Maine or along the corridor route, people understand that, you know, CMP has not been on the side of promoting renewable energy generation right here in Maine. And the jobs that could be lost extend beyond the Western Maine region. If we think about biomass, recreational tourism, wood forest products related industries. So there's a lot of people concerned from all across the state.
The project won key approval from the Maine Public Utilities Commission and some others. Now, isn't this going to court? Is this being appealed to court?
Right now at the PUC, I believe it's under appeal, and they're looking to coming up with a decision in the next few months. And that's exactly what the topic of our question is for the referendum. It would basically ask Mainers if they want the PUC to revoke the permit that they gave to CMP.
Let us know how the vote goes in Wilton, if you would, so we can keep our listeners informed, Sandy.
I'll be sure, and I'll keep you up on the upcoming vote in Wiscasset, too.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.